With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A UW Madison engineering professor recommends Rhinelander test its old municipal landfill for PFAS contamination. Dr. Jim Tinjum, who was hired by the city as an environmental consultant, says the closed landfill could be the source of PFAS contamination in the city's water. Over the last year, Rhinelander has shut off two city wells with high levels of PFAS, a contaminant linked to health risks. At a common council meeting this week, Tinjum says it's possible Rhinelander's municipal landfill could be the source of that contamination.
One of the potential sources could be that landfill. I just say could be. We don't know. Other landfills are similar sources of these compounds.
The landfill is located on the city's south side, operated and was closed decades ago before modern landfill precautions were used. It's unlined. Tinjum recommended the city do two rounds of testing, which would cost about $15,000.
You start ruling things out. Okay, do I have PFAS in the landfill or I do not? Your landfill has experienced hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing and models in the past, but that wasn't for PFAS. That was for other things. So I don't know what's in the landfill. I don't know if PFAS is there, but it's a fairly cheap thing to just go test.
Tinjum said it's possible PFAS from the landfill could have gotten into Rhinelander's aquifer. Also, leachate from the landfill was taken to the city's wastewater treatment plant. A WXPR investigation released last month showed the city spread hundreds of tons of sludge from the wastewater plant near the site where the contaminated wells were later drilled. The Common Council took no formal action toward landfill testing Monday night, but may consider it later. The nation is in a recession, mainly caused by the coronavirus outbreak, and housing sales in Wisconsin reflected that in May. The Wisconsin Realtors Association found home sales fell by 25% on a year-over-year basis. Interestingly, median prices continued to rise, increasing 6% from a year ago. Ken Kroll has more.
Dr. David Clark is an economist working with the group. He says the pandemic emergency hit at a time when sales usually climb.
Economic lockdown had a substantial effect on May sales.
Clark says home sales that closed in May were likely under contract in late March or early to mid-April, and this is the time when a lot of potential buyers and sellers decided to sit tight. Clark thinks June sales numbers will be off for a similar reason, but thinks if you can find the financing, it would be a good time to buy.
Mortgage rates are at record low levels. So if you can find a home, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage was 3.23% in May. It's never been lower than that since Freddie Mac has been tracking those mortgage rates.
In the Northwoods, median prices through May rose 6% to $160,000, while sales were off about 10% through May compared to a year ago. WRA Chairman Steve Beers says realtors are following CDC guidelines to ensure buyer and seller safety. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The Forest County Humane Society recently received some dogs that could have been euthanized at another shelter and are seeking homes here. President Jay Schaefer says the Humane Society always wants to help out other shelters. Normally, his shelter has plenty of dogs available, but during the Safer at Home order and with brisk adoptions, it had fewer dogs during April and May. He says they got a call to ask for help.
We were contacted by another shelter from St. Louis, Missouri. We agreed to take a few dogs from them. And then because they were delivering them from Missouri, a few became several and several became nine.
Schaefer says with the recent demonstrations in St. Louis, the staff had to stay at their shelter with the dogs until the situation calmed. At the same time, they had more dogs come in and more possible with the July 4th holiday coming up. The St. Louis shelter has to euthanize dogs as they simply run out of space to care for them all.
So by helping them with these nine dogs, we, literally saved nine lives. Maybe not these nine, but maybe the next nine that would come in. Most of these dogs, about half of them, came out of foster care. So they're kind of the cream of the crop.
Schaefer says the new dogs are well behaved from their extra care. He says having more dogs to adopt helps discourage unethical breeding practices that arise. He welcomes people to check out the dogs at the ForestCountyHumaneSociety.org. There's a donate button on the website where those funds are used to care for the animals. Minocqua officials apply for a wildlife management permit annually to help control geese populations at local parks. The geese are sent to the USDA where they are tested for disease, euthanized, and ultimately donated to a food pantry or similar organization. But some residents, like Missy Herrick, are expressing concerns over the removal of the birds.
There's got to be an alternative. There are alternatives. I've done a lot of research. There's fencing, there's noisemakers, there's windsocks and decoys.
Public Works Director Mark Pertilli said removal of the geese has to do with health and sanitation.
More or less, it's just trying to balance out the health and safety of the users of our facilities with the wildlife in our area.
Pertilli says other options have been tried, but they just haven't worked as well. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Former Governor Tommy Thompson has set up a transition team for the University of Wisconsin system. Thompson will take over as interim president. Former Assembly Speaker Tom Loftus and former Department of Administration Secretary Scott Neitzel will be co-chairs. Loftus is a Democrat and Neitzel is a Republican. Our forecast today, partly sunny, a 30% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high near 71. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 49. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 79. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.